Recording now, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, hello and welcome to Swim Brothers. It's not Swim Brothers Half Hour, as we called it last time, because it ended up...
More than half an hour.
Yeah, about an hour. So it's not even a Swim Brothers Hour, it's just Swim Brothers...
Swim Brothers, and then just leave it.
Yeah, and then you can fill in however long it's going to be.
Yeah, that's just something for you to do later at home.
Yeah. So fun activity you can take away.
Yeah.
What have we been up to since the last one we did? Because this was a couple of months ago, wasn't it?
Not a lot. I went and saw you too.
No, yeah. Any good?
Not really.
No. Will they play classics, new songs, bit of both?
Bit of both. The new songs are embarrassing.
Really?
But, you know, they're alright. Once I've had about 8 pints, they're alright.
Yeah. You can say that about most bands, probably.
Yes. What have you been doing, Mark?
Well, I've been thinking about this. I've been up to quite a bit, actually. I went to Belgium for a day.
Whereabouts in Belgium?
Went in Bruges, because of the film in Bruges. It was good. It's a good trip. They got some chocolate. Saw the there's a tower in the film. If you've seen it, well, you've seen it. Yeah, we climbed the tower. That's pretty good. But it was nothing like the film. There was rails up. I went around the film for you. What else? I went to Paris, the countryside of Paris, for a rock goth punk wedding. That was interesting.
That's
metal. Yeah, guy I used to work with. That was pretty good. Bloody hot though. Everyone in black. Right. There were these like old women there. They had dyed their hair like jet black, and cause of the heat, they were like.
Oh, the styles coming out.
It was like someone dropped a blackjack on the road. It was horrible, just all dripping down. You know when you dribble blackjack.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it was like that. Come off the forehead.
Dribble blackjack.
Yeah.
Anything else, Mark?
Nothing. No big activities. They're the biggest things I've done, I think.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well done. Let's probably kick off a song then, isn't it?
Yeah, let's go for a song and then we'll go into some more interesting chat.
Yeah, that's just the start. So what are you going to go for, Mark?
Yeah.
Go for one of yours.
I'm going to start with God Hopping, if that's alright, by Dogs Down Hot Cars, because I think that's a great song to start off with.
Excellent, let's go for it.
We've God Hopping from the first album.
What's it called?
The album, Please Describe Yourself. It's the only album they've done, although they've got a second album coming where they half recorded it. They recorded all the instruments and stuff, and they put it out for the fans to listen to. Yeah. So the fans can put it together themselves and remaster it, add bits, take bits away, and make it themselves.
Has it come out yet?
No, I think they're still making it. It's called the Second Album Project. I don't know if that's the actual name of the album or whatever, but that's the idea they've got.
So what's the Making Pop Nonsense then? What's that?
Pop Nonsense is one of the songs they've taken from it.
So what's that album you gave me then?
I think it's called the Second Album Project. That's the whole
so
thing.
So that's not finished?
No, that's just all the raw tracks and stuff they've recorded. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's still coming. They've still got to pick the fans' favourite fans' work.
How long has that been going on for then?
Probably over a year now, I think. I don't know. It's been quite a while.
That is mental.
So, yeah, but we've got that to look forward to when it comes out. A bit of Dogs Don't Hot Cars. Great band.
Are they from Scotland, isn't it?
Yeah, from Scotland, and...
Don't hold that against them.
Nah, not at all. Although, without being rude or anything, not many bands come from Scotland that are really good.
Don't be rude. It's Proclaimers. Yeah. And, Sillies.
Bay City Rollers.
Yeah, and Snowbashaw. Irish, but they're from Scotland, I think. Based in Scotland.
Glasgow.
Yeah.
Glasgow.
Yeah. Glasgow.
It's a place in Scotland, right? I'm getting there. Geography's getting better. Las Vegas, I meant to say.
Yeah, Bagpipes, they're the good band. And Haggis, they're the good band as well.
The Kilts. And that Jamaican folk band, Hootsmon, they're good.
They're really good.
Yeah, I like them. Should we talk about something else?
What good albums have come out recently, Mark?
Jamie T's had an album come out recently that I really like.
Yeah.
Kings and Queens. I've only heard it probably twice at the moment and a few odd songs from it. But I think he's really upped his game in this album.
Yeah, I mean, he's gone for the whole live band thing, which is an interesting development. It's really sort of progressed, I think, yeah.
I think he records it all in a shed as well. Or he said a shed, in, I think, for the first album. Because he records on his own label as well, doesn't he? Pacemaker Records, yeah. I think it is, yeah.
Well, I think he's, I don't know if his mates in the band or whatever, but he co-produces it with him and he's always done a very good job.
I think his mates had a lot more input into this album, from what I know or understand anyway, yeah. Ben Skeller, I think his name is.
Yeah, it's a lot richer than the last one.
Mm.
So that's a lot more lo-fi.
He's had a couple of EPs out from it. And are both the EPs, the main songs from the album, different? Because you've got Sticks and Stones and Shagademus. Are they both different from the album versions?
I think Shagademus is different. So I'm not sure Sticks and Stones was that much different.
Mm. Shagademus is definitely... Yeah. There's a few differences in it.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a definite growth from T there.
Mm, yeah, T-Meister.
Cribs came out the same week, I think.
You know, I don't think I've listened to Cribs yet. I don't think I can bring myself to it.
I was really disappointed at first, really disappointed, but listen, a few listens to it and it's sort of grown. I don't think they needed to get Johnny Marr involved, really. I think it'd be more interesting to see what would happen if they'd just developed. Because they had something going, obviously, in the last album, and that was really, it went really well, and it was a really strong album.
Yeah,
I think it'd be more interesting to see how they would develop as a three-piece band rather than... I mean, if it had been any other guitarist that had joined, everyone would have gone mental. Mm. If it just some guitarists had joined, it wouldn't have... But it's just because it's Johnny Marr.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously, he's really good. Everything he does is great, but... I think it'd be more interesting to see what would happen if they stayed as a three-piece band and see how they would have gone from there.
Mm, I mean, me and you've got different taste in music in that I prefer the Cribs' first two albums, the really sort of lo-fi stuff they were doing, where it's just like they're recording on a Fisher Price recorder or something. I prefer that sort of crackling in the background and sort of
I think the songs were a lot stronger in the third.
They've got some really great songs in the third album, but I mean, I quite like a lot of lo-fi stuff. So
well, yeah, that's where you're coming from, Mark.
Yeah, that's where you're coming from as well, Chris.
Well, if anything, I think the fourth album is a step backwards in terms of fidelity and recording.
It's nowhere near as good as the third one. I mean, I've heard odd songs from it on like Shuffle. But I don't know when I'm going to bring myself to listen to the album in full. It's you know when you're sort of thinking, oh, I don't think I'm going to like this. I was like it with the Rakes album when that came out.
Oh god, yeah.
Yeah, that was a disappointment, unfortunately.
It was really disappointing. It was really disappointing. It was like they hadn't even tried. It was really disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, it made it worse in that they weren't slagging off other bands, but
they were slagging off the whole scene in the UK, and it's like, well, if you're going to say that, you've got to back it up with a good album. Slag it off and bring out that pile of.
Although it did grow on me slightly, there's a few songs on it that I like just because they're not because they're bad, but because they're just really strangely formed. Like,
Like Me a Mac or something.
Yeah, no, that's just, I think that's just a good song, but there's, like, I think Bitchin' in the Kitchen.
Yeah.
Woes of the Working Woman. I think they're really good songs.
I don't know, it's a combination of, I don't think the songs are very good, and he's weird. I don't know what he was trying to do with his voice, like...
He's done something different. I don't know what it is, though.
He's in his first two albums, he knew where his limitations were with his voice, and he was sticking to sort of talking and sort of rapping a bit, and then... I don't know what he's trying to do, it just sounds horrible. It's really grating. Mm. You heard any Bombay Bicycle Club?
I haven't, no. I've heard good things. But
our friend Jamie was saying they're good, and listen to him, and it was just, I couldn't take it. His voice is too...
Oh, really?
It's like a weird vibrato thing, you know, when I go at the end of every...
Yeah.
It was just too idiosyncratic. It was just too effect-